Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have T-Rell T-Rex Simon on the line with me. And let me tell you something, he has a song called The Storm that's out. But before we get there, I want you to get to know my brother right now. So we're going to call him T-Rex. What's going on? Say hello to the people.
What's going on with you, man? What's going on? Hey, everybody. Hey, Urban Buzz Magazine. What's going on?
You know what? I wish I had a bell to go ding, 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 because you're the first one who got it completely correct. Urban Buzz Magazine, just like Tribe Called Quest, you got to say it all together. Urban Buzz Magazine.
So, look, Terrell T-Rex Simon, Urban Buzz Magazine. You know, we got all the same syllables. I can't miss it.
See what I'm saying? That part. So, you know, you're from Troy, New York, a native. Bring us up to speed, then bring us up to your first project.
Okay, born and raised in Troy, New York, upstate, big up to the 518. Graduated high school and wanted to do music, wanted to get in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to move. I was like, from watching TV, I said, everybody go to New York City. So that's where I went and got to New York City. You know, I didn't have any family, nothing. So I pretty much just hustled around and started singing at every open mic that I could sing at. Rest in peace, Ron Grant.
Underground is where I started.
Yeah, down there at the Underground, singing every week. And it just so happens, when I was graduating high school and moving to New York City, my boss now, Life Jennings, was just getting out of doing 10 years in prison, and he moved to the same neighborhood that I moved to.
Okay.
So, you know, we both were in the same neighborhood just before he got a record deal and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Met each other, you know, he started doing the Apollo, and he got in the music business, and I went and sang for him, and I became his background singer, and he was just like, if I make it big, I'm taking you with me everywhere. And that's what he did. So that's how
salute.
I really got him.
Salute to Life Jennings. One thing I always like.
Salute to Life Jennings, yeah. Man. He took me off the street, took me around the world. Like, God is good.
Yeah, you know, one thing I always say, like, it's important for us to go back and reach for someone else and pay it forward. So that's good news.
Yeah. And everything just really started from there, from working with Life, started working with Neo. I did MTV Unplugged with Neo, then from Neo to Mario, and then Dave Hollister. And, you know, just like the list goes on, God just began to open up a lot of doors for me to do background singing.
Let me ask you a question. Are you still in relationship with these gentlemen?
Yes, I am. I'm actually still traveling with Life right now.
Okay.
Next year is going to be our 20-year anniversary
from his first album. All right, because, you know, I've been in this industry so long, and I'm not saying you're not qualified and it's not true, but one thing I always say is, let's not throw around names and then we're not in relationship with them anymore. They're not trying to help us. This is Nigeria Anderson, and I approve this message, but go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I've been in the game, music business now 20 years, and these guys still following me.
Okay, cool.
I just went out on the road with Dave last year, I was opening that.
Salute, you know, man, salute.
With all of these guys.
Good.
And actually, next year will be our 20th year anniversary with Life Jennings.
Okay.
I'm going to be with Life Jennings in New York next month, two nights at City Winery, August 25th.
All right.
But, you know, long story short, singing background and managing all that stuff was cool. But, you know, when you got a calling on your life, you know, you really can't run from it.
Right.
So I heard God say, it's time for you to do your own music. And I was like, you know, kind of scared. And I was just like, you know what? I know God got me. And I was like, I didn't want to do R&B. I didn't want to do gospel. And I was just praying to God to give me something that would be special. And that's when I came up with R&G for rhythm and gospel.
I love it.
And about 10 years ago, I started doing it. And now, I mean, people are doing rhythm and gospel all over the world.
Right.
So, got my own music out. I just put my first album out last year. My first single was The Storm, the record that you were talking about. And it went to number one on the gospel chart. And my album got nominated for 4 Stellar Awards.
I love it.
So, yeah, I've been out here while grinding. Got my own music out now, and I'm also still working with the other guys.
Now tell us about your church background. Give us a, you know, a little bit of history here.
Oh, man, I grew up in the church. My grandmother dragged me to church as a kid. I hated it. But the one part of church that I loved was the music.
Right.
So from a kid, I got in the choir, and, you know, I started traveling as a kid, like as a guest soloist from this to there. I was the choir director, the usher board. I was three services a Sunday, services all week, like just a straight up church boy.
Oh, okay.
Grew up in the Baptist church. Then when I got a little older, I moved over to the Church of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved to Brooklyn, I started going to Powerful Praise, Daryl Hill.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what seasoned me and groomed me to do what I'm doing right now at the Powerful Praise.
Right.
So, yeah, church all my life.
Right.
Church boy.
Now, you know, I love it because it has been able to sustain you to do rhythm and gospel and, you know, not limiting yourself to saying, oh, well, if I'm just going to do gospel, then I just got to be here. Or if I'm going to do R&B,
yeah,
I got to be here.
You know why? Because they made us feel, as a kid, the way I was brought up, it's like, oh, you're going to go to hell.
Right, right.
And I was just like, so you mean to tell me Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, they have all these people going to hell? Because they sing in R&B, I don't think it's because of the R&B. It might be. So when I got to Brooklyn, I went to my pastor Daryl Hill, and I said, "Pastor, am I gonna go to hell for like singing R&B?" And he sat me to the side. And he said, "Let me tell you something." He said, "Well, me and my wife are having our special turn. Do you think that we are playing Jesus is climbing up the rough side of the mountain?" He said, "No, we are listening to Marvin Gaye.
Right.
We are listening to." He said, "It's about your heart." And your lifestyle is what God's looking at. Not about, you know, singing love, something, you know, be careful with what you're doing.
Right.
You know, you don't
right.
just want to be out there singing anything.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with singing R&B. And then that day is the day I said, you know what, I'm going to stop letting these people judge me and tell me I'm going to hell because I'm singing R&B music. Like, and I just developed my own relationship with God.
Right.
And, you know, I said, when I die, it's going to be me and God. Ain't
come on
can't
now.
Say your uncle, your cousin can't say this one, that one. He's going to say, no, what about you?
That's right.
And I just learned to develop that one-on-one with him and, you know, got the strength and the energy to come out and do what I'm doing.
And I love what you said because that's really going to help somebody. He's looking at your heart. And I love it because I say, you can fool me. You know, with your eloquent mm-hmm. words and, you know, pretending mm-hmm. to be nice. But, sir, ma'am, get that from Dr. Sharmi. One thing you can't fool is my Father in heaven who created the heavens and earth. So, good stuff.
That's right.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, now being in the industry and doing background and then moving from background to the front of the stage. And you said something that was real interesting. You said you was afraid and you was fearful. Why?
Because I had seen so much of what life was going through, like Jenny,
uh-huh.
and some of my other celebrity friends. And I just felt like I didn't want to go through all of that. You know,
right.
all your business in the street,
right.
no privacy, you know, being judged for everything,
right.
from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, every little thing being judged. And I just felt more comfortable in the background singing.
Right.
I still was traveling, still on stages, doing it.
Right.
But not having to deal with the other stuff that came along with it.
Do you feel now, especially now that you got your project out, you got that hot single out, I mean, do you think you're prepared to handle that?
I would say I'm all the way prepared because I'm still learning.
Right.
As I'm going along. Becoming popular or famous is it's a whole crazy thing, man. Like, relationships change, friendships change, your family change. And some things you have to change.
Right.
You know,
I like that. I like
because
that.
Because of where you're going and what you're doing, and it's not you're being funny or, you know, you're being a new person. It's just God's bringing you different places and you have to move differently. I'm still in the learning process of learning how to move different and how to, without looking like I'm being funny with people, you know?
Yeah.
Still loving people, and it's just, you know, sometimes I can't go certain places, I can't hang out around, or I can't do certain things because
right.
just trying to keep my good.
Right. That's real. That's good. We are where key players speak. You can be honest here. This is where we helping people, you know, and you're speaking truth and you speaking well, sir. Let me commend you on that, because you've been around some real names and you've been around artists. You're not just saying this. You've been around artists who've gotten slammed in media, and I wish they all just come over here and support Urban Buzz magazine. But okay. But you've been around people who the industry have slaughtered or embarrassed or made shame. Like even John Legend, who we love, who, you know, they attack his wife like it's okay. You've been in the presence of Beyonce, Anthony Hamilton, who just was on social media saying he gonna quit. Music Soul Child.
Yeah, you know what? I worked with Matthew Knowles, her dad. Her dad was managing Life for a period of time.
Right.
And I was Life assistant.
Right.
So I was around them all day, every day. Yeah, I seen it.
You know, Wyclef, Mario. Like, you've been around these people who media just chew them up and spit them out. And so when I say, are you prepared? I think you have enough experience to know and be proud of yourself that, you know what, I can't do this, or I got to protect myself, because the Bible says guard your heart and mind with all diligence. So, you know, protecting yourself is you just being a real man and not no punk, or being lured by the evil and wicked devices of our enemy. Now, I'm a church girl, so I can go.
Yeah.
I'm a slow down because I could feel my help coming. So now... So now,
I'm
okay, hold on. So now, besides being background, you've also helped other artists in the industry by doing management. How was that go? How did that
go? Well, the management thing started with Life.
Okay.
Even though I was a background singer, we were very close friends. So I was getting to do things probably that other background singers didn't do. He was taking me to all his meetings and just taking me to everywhere, to everything that was going on. So
right,
I was
giving you the exposure.
At the same time, yeah.
Right.
So he started getting all these big managers. We had Alicia Keys' manager. We had Matthew Knowles. We had this one. We had that one. And it just wasn't working, you know. Sometimes you think, well, if they manage them, I can get, they kind of get me, you know.
Right.
Sometimes this doesn't work out. So he looked at me one day and was like, you should manage me. Be my assistant, my role manager. And I was just like, me? He was like, yeah, man, you've been with me all these years.
Right.
He said, I've been watching you. You know what you're doing. And that's how it started.
Okay.
And what happened was Life ended up going to jail again.
Mm-hmm.
And after 10 years of us touring and being out here, and he came to me, he was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to do music anymore. And it kind of just left me in a place where I didn't really know what I would do, because, you know, he was my bread and butter.
Right.
I was working with him the last 10 years. And I was like, you know what? I got all these skills. I got all these connections. Let me go get my own artist.
Good.
And that's when I met Shalik. And Shalik became the first artist that I took on, you know, managing and helping. And Shalik ended up getting a record deal with Pendulum Records. And I've also worked with, I worked on Day 26 management team. When they left Diddy, they had to kind of like reshape their whole thing. So I started working with Day 26 and their management. And then I just started working with a lot of different artists, just helping them out with the management. And that's just something else that I just really love doing, just seeing artists blossom and bloom and helping them to get the status that they wanted to get to.
How has everything you've collectively learned, right? Because what hurts me sometimes is when people try to then become the artist and neglect some of the wisdom that they have to attribute to their project. So now you have a background of not only singing, managing, touring. How are you personally packaging all of that data to make sure you release the best project that you can?
I took everything. I sat and I watched and I was quiet and I listened and I just took all of those experiences. Those 20 years. I put this album out that I just put out myself. No record deal, no nothing. My song went to number one on the radio, and my album was nominated for 4 Stellar Awards, which is unheard of for somebody just putting an album out.
Right.
And so I learned everything, and I was smart. I learned, you know, how you get a song to be number one on the radio.
Right.
I had the connections to make it. I learned
I love
know,
that.
How to format an album.
I learned. I love it. I learned.
I learned how to format an album, how to what song should go first, second, third, fourth, fifth. I learned a live show. I learned, you know, how to put the band together. I learned, you know, how to take the show from here to there to there. Mm-hmm. From all these years and years and years working with everybody else. And
I
just kept it to myself, and when it was time for me to put my album out, I just used it all. I believe, you know, that's why the album did as well as it did.
Now, let's talk about The Storm, which is the fire single right now. How did that song come about?
Mm-hmm. The Storm. So, I also act. I do theater. I do plays. So, I got the part in this play called The Storm is a Ministry.
Okay.
Big up to Akiva in the DMV area. We did this play called The Storm is a Ministry. And this was during COVID.
Oh, okay.
Our storm really was a ministry during COVID. So when I got the play, I called my producer and I said, man, you know, I just got in this play called The Storm is a Ministry, and he said, we should do a theme song for the play. And I was like, you're right, that would be a good idea. So my producer sent me this idea called The Storm, and I was just like, wow, I have to record it. Mm-hmm. So I went and recorded it. Gave it to the play. I didn't perform it in the play, but they played the song at the beginning of the play before the play started.
Okay.
So then the play was over, and I started working on my album, and I was like, just thinking to myself, I was like, wait a second. That song, The Storm, is too powerful.
Yes, sir.
For it to just be in a play and the people in the world not get to hear it. So I called the lady from the play, and I said, you know, would you mind if I use this song? I said, I'm working on the album. I would love to use the song as my first single. She was like, you have my blessings, go ahead. You know, I went, picked up to Dallas, my radio promotion guy. I called Dallas up, and I said, Dallas, I got a single. It's called Storm. He heard it. And, I mean, within seconds of hearing it, people just loved
it. Yes,
yes. And it was just touching everybody. We sent it to radio. I mean, it was unbelievable. The first week, it was like 168 on the charts.
Wow.
The second week, it was like 20-something. And then the third week, it was number one. They called me and was like, Rex, your song is number one.
That's what's up.
Coming out of COVID, knowing that our trials and our tribulations come to make us stronger. They don't come to kill us. And I think we know that. But it was just to hear it again. The confirmation of knowing that what we're going through wasn't designed to kill us, but just to make us stronger. Knowing that our storm is a ministry, it just hit everybody. And it's just a great record.
Yeah.
It's just a great record.
Yeah. So music, TV, Broadway, like, you're nonstop. You're like the Energizer Bunny. And I love it because you can use all your talents to, you know, leverage whatever it is you need to leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah, but it took me years to get to this place.
Right. Let's not,
acting.
Right.
And I've always wanted to act and was scared. You know, I always wanted to do this and was scared, like, everything was scary, you know, and I just got to the point where, you know, I'm just like, now, like, I'm not scared. Like, I know I got love God with me.
I love
making it. Happen.
And for you to be a man to say, listen, I know I have all this talent inside me, but I was fearful to all my brothers. I was raised by my dad. So y'all know I love my black men out there. Listen, salute, because to push past your fears is something that once you do, man, that's freedom, when you don't let fear hold you back.
And you will never see the fullness of what God has for you if you don't step in and do what he tells you to do, you know? And then I also had the fear of dying and seeing him and saying, why you didn't go do what I told you to do? You know, I don't want to do that.
Right.
When my days is gone and I stand before him, I don't want to hear that. I want him to say, thank you. You did exactly what I said. That's what I want.
That's right. And, well done, my good and faithful servant.
And I'm still struggling. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy.
Yeah. The Best of My Life. Is that the name of the album or the next single?
The Best of My Life. The Rest of My Life is going to be the best of my life.
That's
the next slogan for that's the next album that I'm working on right now.
Okay. Okay. The next album. Okay.
Called The Best of My Life. And it just talks about the rest of my life going to be the best of my life. It's just like, I'm ready just to live.
Right.
You know, I went through so much stuff, being scared, being hurt, being this, not this, you know. And I'm just at a point now where I'm just free.
I love it.
And I'm ready just to live. The little bit of time I got, the rest of my life is going to be the best.
I know, that's right.
So that's what the new album is about.
That's all right. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you through social media, your website.
Yes, I am on Instagram, King RNG T-Rex. They call me the King of RNG.
Right.
I said, oh God, they always give somebody some title. KINRNGTREX is my Instagram. It's my TikTok. And if you go on there, you'll find me there. Terrell T-Rex Simon, YouTube. All my videos and songs are there. And I'm very active and with the people and on my pages. King RNG T-Rex, yes.
I love it. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So I'm super excited to have you on board. And as you continue to prosper and grow, let us be your media partner. And feel free to give me a call and we can do it one more time and again and let people know what's going on with you. All right?
No problem. And I can't wait till y'all event. I'm so excited to perform and I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you too. And I want to say thank you for coming on board to something so great. And if you don't know what we're talking about, the flyer will be below and that's Safe Space Talks, My Mastery, where we discuss overcoming fears to accomplish some of the great work and overcoming traumas that have definitely kept people back and in the dark. And we just want to shed some light to heal hearts and minds. So thank you, T-Rex, for being a part of something greater than even ourselves. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you.
All right.